Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's the Mike Calta Show. It's 1025 The Bone, 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. If you're already thinking about St. Patrick's weekend, we got plans. We'll tell you about them when we get closer. They involve St. Patrick's Day at Maloney's in West Chase, as we do every year. But then there's a couple other dates we got planned around that weekend. It sucks when things fall on a Sunday, but I think we're probably going to be off that week afterwards for kids' spring break. So we'll be out partying. We'll give you all that information. It's all brought to you by Budweiser.
We're going to be out partying for kids' spring break,
too. Damn right we are. Time to check in with Galvin. We won't be in a hostel. Let's see what he has in news.
And now, news with Galvin on the Mike Calta Show.
What do we have in news today, Galvin?
Congressional negotiators say they have reached an agreement in principle.
Finish that wall.
In principle, to avert a partial government shutdown at the end of the week. The four lead bipartisan negotiators emerging from talks on Monday night declined to get into details on how the agreement was struck or the exact parameters of the deal. But when asked whether it included barrier funding and a resolution to the detention bed issue, Senate Appropriation Chairman Richard Shelby said, quote, "We got an agreement on all of it." Lawmakers are racing the clock in an effort to find common ground necessary for an agreement on border security that will pass both chambers of Congress and be signed into law by the president before Friday at midnight to prevent another partial government shutdown.
I don't regardless of whether you want the wall or not, take that out of it. Let's just talk about, we know what the president wants. He wants the wall.
Mm-hmm.
So if anything short of the money that he wanted for the wall, like, if they're like, all right, because the rumor is it was like $1.3 billion as opposed to $5.
Okay.
So what is that going to do? Is that enough to build a wall, or now we're building half a wall? So then they just go around the other half.
Do we not get the check from Mexico, or what happened?
No, Mexico did not pay for the wall.
Mexico is going to pay for the wall. My president told me that.
It's a long-term investment. Once the wall is paid, I think then Mexico pays.
We got to convert it from pesos to dollars. And
he didn't know.
Confusing.
He didn't know about that.
No.
So they gave him 5 billion pesos, and he's like, we got it. And they're like, right. No, that's worth like $8.
You got to figure it out. Here's a luchador mask.
I one time saw a guy who made a whole room with America Online CDs. Remember when you had to get that? He decorated a whole room out of those. Why don't they just take like old cell phones or like in New York, they take a recycled glass and they mix it with the pavement and they steamroll it into the ground so that the street's a little bit reflective.
They chop up old tires to do that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There are plenty of things we could use to make the wall. I gotta be honest, you give me $1 billion, I could probably fix the wall.
What about all the stuff out of people, the hoarders out of their houses?
Yeah.
We just build that.
Yeah.
Junk
dead
wall.
Cats.
Genius.
Junk
dead
wall. Yeah. Good luck getting through the wall with dead cat teeth.
Dead cats.
Hanging
dead
in cats. There. Right?
Jesus. Right? Well, who wants to approach a wall made of dead cats?
And all the poop.
Yeah.
And fur balls.
Oh, my
God. Oh man. I do not like that show. It makes me want to vomit every time I watch it. I do like the show.
I do like the show just to play cat. my wife do that.
My problem is, though, is every show I go, this is the same thing every time. And then they show it. I go, oh, God, no, this is worse. It gets worse every time. They had this woman. They went to her house the other day, and they went in, and they brought her daughter in there who grew up in that house. And she was so sad because she was like, I can't believe this is the house I grew up in. So he looks at the woman, and he goes, is it okay if I give your daughter a tour of the house? She's like, that's fine. Do you see this?
I don't know.
So he gives her the tour, and they go in the kitchen, and everything's just, you can't walk anywhere. It's all horrendous. She goes, one rule, don't go in the bedroom. Oh. And they were like, all right.
How bad is the bedroom if the rest of the house is that bad?
The rest of the house was horrendous. So then they went in the bathroom, and they're like, she can't get in the bathroom, let alone use it. And then she's like, there's another bathroom over there. And then there was furniture in front of the door, and they're like, well, you can't get there. And it appeared the house had no running water. So the doctor was like, you know, I do this for a living. I know what's going on here. Do you know what's going on here?
Mm.
And she's like, no. So he goes over to the woman and he's like, what do you have in the bedroom that you're trying to hide?
Oh God, it's the dad.
And she's like, I don't want to talk about it. And he goes, I notice there's no running water. How are you going to the bathroom? And she goes, I don't want to talk about it. And then they show all these adult diapers that are everywhere.
Oh, listen, I don't want to talk about it either.
And then, so what I think she was doing was she was going, number one, in the bathtub, like, to drain it.
Right.
And then, number two, she was going in the diaper and then putting the diaper, like, in a litter box or something.
What?
Oh, dude. And the weird part is she looked somewhat normal. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like you probably pass those people all the time.
No.
Walking around the mall, grocery store, wherever. I always think about that, and I know I've said it before, but I always think about how many times we walk past a murderer.
Yeah, seriously.
Like somebody, or somebody who just killed somebody.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Like that day, they killed somebody, and they're like, well, I got to go to the mall, so yeah. Then, you know.
No, I think I'm kind of like Bruce Willis in that movie. When I walk by, if I touch them, I'll see it.
You'll know.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
I'll follow them.
I started watching Dexter. Oh my God, I almost
isn't Dexter the greatest? You never watch it?
No.
Oh, it's so good.
I almost watched a full season yesterday.
Yeah,
I can't stop. It's amazing. And now that's what I think about, like all these normal people who are in
right.
like, a place of in what they do on their own time. Oh,
by the way, just so you know, it's fantastic. Season 3 might be the best season, so you got something to look forward to.
Oh my, okay.
Yeah.
I'm going home. That's all I'm doing today.
I may rewatch it now. You want me to come over and watch it with you?
Okay.
I've watched Dexter the entire series probably like 3 or 4 times
what?
Now. Oh yeah, I love it. So good.
Never saw it.
Yeah, but didn't you say your wife used to watch
I'm
it?
I'm just kidding. I've seen enough of it to know what's going on.
It's good. It's really good.
Yeah.
This is pretty disturbing. Do you have any more about the...
No, that's just gross. I do have one more reality question to ask you.
Okay.
Ramona?
Yes.
Who is she?
She is from Real Housewives of New York, and she's got the crazy eyes. She gets emotional sometimes.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Sometimes she's on a Ramola coaster.
Yes.
She's visiting Tampa.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I guess on her Instagram or Twitter or whatever, she's been putting a lot of pictures of her here in Tampa.
Yeah, she is kooky, man.
Really?
You know who else is here who's down in Bradenton right now? Garth Brooks.
Oh, yes. I did know that.
He's down there at the Marauders right now.
The Pirates.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot we know them.
Yeah. Well, they're the Marauders, right?
The Bradenton Pirates and the Marauders. Yeah. We played there.
Yeah.
I forgot that was here. I saw that story. I didn't know that was here.
Yeah.
All right, Garth, ready when you are.
Yep. Come on, Garth. I got friends in Lovely. By the way, I wonder if I have that still. I tried to sing that one time for karaoke.
Right. That was so good.
It was so bad, and I couldn't do it. I couldn't get through it. Oh, God. I hope I have it.
I would think I'd kill that.
Well, you have a deeper voice than I do.
I got country bear voice.
Yeah. It was much more
difficult. What was the song?
That one.
I know, but for what subject?
I think we were doing country karaoke or something.
I don't know. I don't recall.
I'll try and find it.
I did mine with my wife yesterday for our upcoming Valentine's Day duet.
Yeah.
Don't forget, you guys got to get yours done.
So my wife is not feeling well at all. She's really bad off. You know, I had the stuff going on. My son and my wife are both sick right now.
Uh-huh.
My wife is in bed all day yesterday. And I go, hey, what are the chances of you doing karaoke with me? And she just gave me a thumbs down.
Oh, no.
And I go, what about recorded, though, on Wednesday? And she gave me a sideways thumb. So she's trying. I may have to record her at home maybe and produce it and do it somehow. We'll figure it out, though. We'll get it done for sure.
All right.
Anyways, I'll try and find the singing during the break. This is disturbing. An Oldsmar man was arrested Monday afternoon after detectives say he recorded himself performing sex acts on a Siberian Husky dog. Detectives obtained copies of the video and photographs. According to detectives, the images show the man dressed in a black and white Husky dog costume.
Oh, he's a furry?
Yeah. And that the dog in the video is clearly in distress.
Oh.
Authorities tracked the video and photos back to 21-year-old named Christian Stewart Oscar Nichols. We have a picture of him up on Bone TV. That's the kind of guy you would think would have sex with a dog.
What? Is that hair on his neck?
It's his mustache. It's like a beard,
rather. Yeah.
But it's like
it's underneath.
It's a weird look.
Yeah. Oh, Monday, you surprised a guy who's banging his dog and weird?
Isn't handsome? On Monday, Nichols was arrested and admitted to making the video with his dog. He was arrested and charged with one count of aggravated animal cruelty. Now,
how did he get busted?
Was it
goddamn
tip?
Gio, you scared the hell out of me. I just looked up and you were there.
I don't know how he got busted. I think it was an anonymous tip. Like somebody was like, hey, this guy's banging dogs.
This guy's dog's been screaming for days.
Yeah.
Can I tell you who I thought this was when I saw the story?
Puddin.
No, not that. Remember the dude from Mo's movie on Saturday?
The guy dressed the like Chinese a panda? Guy.
I swear I thought that was him, and I had to find him on Twitter to make sure.
Do we know that's not him?
No, it's not him. It's not him.
Kung Fu Panda.
Yeah, he looked.
Who is that guy?
I thought that
I
was him.
I don't know. I thought he was like a food delivery driver that Mo just asked to be in his movie.
That guy, oh, today is my little brother's birthday. His name is Christian Stewart Oscar Nichols. Hope you're having a great one, little bro. I think about you every day. We'll meet again sometime in the future, I guarantee it. That's a different one. A different guy named Christian Stewart Oscar Nichols.
How is that possible?
Well, hold on. Because the Stewart is spelled differently. And this guy's dead. This guy said we'll meet again sometime in the future. But he's Christian Stuart. Christian Stewart Oscar Nichols. How odd is that?
Whoa.
Yeah, isn't that weird?
How do you know he's dead for sure just because you say you'll meet him in the future? I mean, maybe they just have maybe they just have a date in the future, you know?
I don't know. Maybe this guy lives in Arkansas. Well, but hold on. He kind of looks like him. Maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah.
Maybe I just assume he was dead.
Maybe they just moved away from each other and, you know, we'll meet each other in the future. Yeah, because that's really four names.
Yeah, he looks a lot like him. He just spelled it wrong. You don't even know how to spell your own brother's name, stupid.
Or maybe they spelled it wrong in this story.
Oh, that's true.
Maybe that's what the problem is. I know that there's a couple of Florida lawmakers that are trying to get a pass where animal cruelty, I believe, is a felony in Florida, which it should be. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Oh,
that,
my God, yes.
You know, I mean, come on. If you're banging a dog and doing all kinds
of stuff. Especially when you said the dog was in distress.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just animal abuse.
Yeah, and how weird are you that you're dressing up as a dog? Like, do you think that's
you got to
kind
of get it. You got to get it warmed up.
Yeah. Is that going to comfort the dog?
That's like fool the dog.
Yeah.
By the way, I have a husky, so this makes it even worse. I'm like, oh, that's terrible.
And what's it like when you kiss it?
Oh, I kiss it all the time.
I know you do.
Yeah.
I know you do. It makes me laugh.
Big deal. I kiss
it. No, it's no big deal.
But I don't try and aggressively do weird stuff, that's not happening. There's a guy in Utah named Dennis Butler. He turned 66 on Friday, and to celebrate, he got in his car and started trying to ram into other people's cars on the road. Then he got out of his car, mooned everyone on the road, then got back in his car and saw a cop. So Dennis tried to ram him head-on, too. The cop swerved out of the way, and Dennis flipped him off. The cop got into a high-speed chase with Dennis, which topped out at about 100 miles per hour before Dennis got to his house and stopped. Home base, right? He was arrested on several felony charges. It's not clear if he was drunk or not, but he has plenty of drunk driving and reckless driving charges in the past. So, happy birthday, Dennis.
Dude, that is 66. Great if you get all the way home, then you get out of your car, and you're like, I made it! I made it! That's
home base, right?
Yeah.
That's how it works.
Thanks, everybody, for coming out.
John Karangis did that.
Karangis.
John Karangis was driving, and a cop turned his lights on the opposite side of the street. And Karangis raced home and backed his car into the driveway and closed the gate.
Awesome.
Right by the museum,
Nice.
That was smart.
I know I've told this story before, but it's so funny, especially because I was probably, I don't know, maybe 11 or 12 years old. My brother is a few years older than me. We were all out on our dirt bikes, motorcycles, and four-wheelers and stuff. Actually, three-wheelers back then. And we're driving around, going crazy and stuff. Cop! We all burn home, get to the garage, throw all our stuff off, park our bikes and everything, and just sit in the garage just sweating. Like this, a cop comes up all casual. He goes, you guys out riding this morning? And we're like, no, not yet. Haven't we got to trailer it over to the trail?
And he goes, just studying the Bible, sir. Yeah. We'll be down there running in a minute.
And he goes, so you guys haven't been out riding? We go, no. And he goes, okay, and goes to touch the muffler on one of the bikes to see if it's hot. And he goes like this. Ow! like that. We all start laughing, and he goes, don't be out here riding around, and got back in his car. Oh, nothing like a bunch of teenagers laughing at you when you burn your hand.
Don't be out here riding around. Yeah.
So mad. So mad. I'm surprised he didn't shoot all of us. No witnesses. An 87-year-old woman in Massachusetts recently fell for a scam where she bought thousands of dollars in gift cards because someone claiming to be her grandson said that they were in trouble. She's 87 years old, gets a phone call. Oh, you got to help me out. We have the news story on Bone TV. Check this out. This is a taxi driver helped her out. Watch this.
I said, excuse me, ma'am, that is not your grandson. Okay. It's, you know, someone posing, I said, you know. And then the police officers, you know, confirmed that to her that she was being scammed.
It's called grandparent scam. And this cab driver is being credited with saving his elderly passenger thousands after crooks called pretending to be her grandson in trouble and demanded $4,000. The suspect directed the 87-year-old woman to call a cab, go to Home Depot, purchase two gift cards, call the number back, and provide the so-called grandson with the gift card and PIN numbers.
I don't think so, lady. I think you're getting scammed, you know. I said, I've heard this before, you know.
That's because a similar situation happened to another elderly passenger of Richard Spencer's 2 years ago. And like before, Spencer sprang into action. After the thieves secured $4,000 from the elderly woman, they directed her to buy more gift cards, this time at Walmart.
Oh, no. We're not going to Walmart. I said, I'm calling the Quincy police. And, I said, I believe you're being scammed, and we're going to try to save you some money.
And he did.
Well, she saved the $4,000 that I didn't bring her to Walmart yet.
And took her to the bank.
Hoping that they froze the account quick enough because it was paid by check.
Quincy police tell WBZ that scammers typically operate outside of the U.S. And 99.99% of the time, they're never caught. But they're thankful for people like Richard Spencer. He's a reminder that there's still some good in the world.
I think it's one of the scummiest crimes you can do. It just goes to show you what scumbags they are. They're too lazy to get out and go steal like a real criminal. They're going to, you know, scam people on the phone.
Can't even be a real criminal.
Lazy criminals.
Yeah. By the way, I don't think that guy's ever sprang into action in his life. But thank you for helping. You know, the lady was going to go get thousands of dollars worth of gift cards. And he was like, that doesn't sound right.
This just happened to a buddy of mine.
Oh, really?
Like 2 weeks ago, his mother-in-law got a call that he was in jail.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't want his wife to know. And he needed help to get out. It would ruin his job if he didn't, you know. And that he needed them to wire $2,000 to the jail to get him out of the jail. And if they didn't, they were going to put him in with bad people. She was ready to wire the money.
Wow.
Yeah, because, I mean, they call in the middle of the night, say, hey, you know this guy? Yeah.
She's older, distressed. Yeah. Doesn't necessarily recognize the voice.
Doesn't want him to get raped in jail.
Yeah.
Sends the money over there, and then next thing you know, 99.9% of them get away with it.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Because they're outside of the country, because even if they find out, they're like, what are we going to do?
Yeah.
Fly over there?
And I'm starting a new thing. I'm going to send letters to people in Haiti.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to start to do the reverse.
The rich, rich nation of Haiti. You're going to take all their money?
Take all their money.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, listen to me. You, dear honorable servant of the Lord, my name is Mike, and I have a president, a vice president in America who recently died and left a fortune here. If I could just put it in your account, then we could share it, $10 million to you.
Oh, very nice.
Right?
Yeah.
Or Nigeria. I'm coming back at you, Nigeria.
All the princes over there?
Hell yeah.
Let me know how that works out. This sounds like it may be one of Spanish's friends. A guy in Houston went to smoke weed in an abandoned house last week and found a 1,000-pound tiger in a cage, secured with only a screwdriver and a nylon strap.
What?
So, yeah, he made an anonymous call to the police. We have the story up on Bone TV. Check this out.
The big, beautiful beast was found inside what police are describing as a rinky-dink cage at this home in southeast Houston on the 9400 block of Avenue J near 610 in Manchester. Neighbors say they had no idea.
It's kind of scary because when there's a tiger not here in Houston, that's not normal.
Officers with the City of Houston's Bark Animal Shelter say they received an anonymous tip through 311 last week from a concerned citizen who had been inside the home. HPD was called, and the citizen revealed they saw the female tiger after being invited inside by the owner to smoke marijuana.
They assured us that it wasn't the effects of the drugs that made them believe that they were seeing a tiger. So first we thought it might have been a prank or they were high.
Officers from both agencies moved on the house Monday, then secured and transported the nearly 1,000-pound exotic feline.
She's pretty large, so she doesn't look underfed. She was thirsty and wasn't especially threatening. They did tranquilize her right before they transported her.
They brought the animal to BARC headquarters, where she will sleep off the tranquilizer and Tuesday morning be moved to a licensed facility that knows how to care for her properly.
So not an abandoned house where some weed smoker lives.
Right. What?
1,000-pound tiger. Want to come in and smoke some weed? Don't worry about that.
You think he traded weed for it at one point?
Probably.
Oh, 100%.
Probably.
Yeah.
Or, I'm just like Tony Montana.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to get tiger.
The last thing you want to do when you get high is be all stressed out because there's a 1,000-pound majestic beast in the other room.
In a cage that just has a screwdriver and a nylon strap around it.
Oh,
Don't worry. He's not going to get out. We should be fine.
Don't worry about it.
Go ahead and enjoy your dirty weed.
Try not to be anxious at all.
So, you know the movie Phenomenon with John Travolta? We've talked about it before.
The great John Travolta.
Where he thinks he got struck by lightning or whatever, but it's actually like a brain tumor.
It was aliens.
Have you ever had anybody that got hit in the head and could speak a different language?
No, I've read about those stories over the years.
There's all kind
People
of crazy
like, all
stuff.
All of a sudden have accents.
So a guy in Colorado hit his head diving into a pool 12 years ago and suffered a unique trauma to his brain. It's a it's called acquired savant syndrome. So this guy 12 years ago hit his head and all of a sudden he can do this. We have the story up on Bone TV. Check this out. This is pretty amazing.
What Derek Amato has is a gift that came in the most unexpected way. It happened 12 years ago in a swimming pool accident.
I miscalculated diving towards the shallow end, and I struck the bottom of the shallow end on this side of my head and damaged the back end.
After recovering, he was at a friend's house and walked over to a keyboard, and suddenly, without having played before, his hands were all over it. It's called acquired savant syndrome. The trauma to the head unlocks something unique inside Derek Amato's brain. Here at Classic Pianos, he explained to us that black and white squares appear in his mind.
I just follow what the blocks tell me to do, and I don't think I catch them all, but, you know, I do my best to take as many of those notes as I can and put them into playing.
Notes he cannot comprehend on paper.
Reading music seems very confusing for me. I've tried to learn a couple different times.
He is well aware he has been given a precious gift.
You think he's good at Othello? That little black and white game?
Right.
Isn't that amazing, though?
That's amazing.
The guy hits his head diving into a swimming pool and all of a sudden can play piano and reads it like a graph almost. Like he can't read music or anything. He can just sit down and it goes through his head and he starts playing.
That is truly amazing. I don't know. I've seen people that speak different language. I've seen people who come out with accents. They can do math.
Yeah.
But that's the first time I've seen the piano and Spanish. What if we punch you in the head before the show starts?
You took the words right out of my mouth. I need you to hit me in the head with a plank of wood as hard as you can every day until I come out playing the piano.
I was going to say, don't start diving into swimming pools all haphazardly. I want to be in a band. You're going to be in a coma is what you're going to be in.
My question is, all these people, they always say the same thing where they're like, this guy said he was like, oh, I saw a piano and I was just moved to go over and sit by and play. I want to know where that comes from because I couldn't imagine. Like, I know I can't play the guitar like a savant.
Right.
So I would never hit my head and then be like, let me pick up the guitar and see what happens.
But
you never know.
He sees the keys, so maybe he saw the piano and then he started like having like flash
started
images.
Seeing that thing, yeah. Or just go to a music store and just pick everything up.
John Travolta learned Portuguese.
Yeah,
he did. That's right.
His car ride over. Yeah.
I'm gonna put this out there. John Travolta was at the hockey game on Saturday.
Yeah, I saw.
And I would love to get him on the show.
Yeah.
Like, I love John Travolta. I love all John Travolta's movies. I was a fan since Barbarino days. I think we'd have a great interview together.
Yeah.
I'd have to ask him the tough questions. Yeah.
Well, I think now he's at least admitted that he's bald. Like he's like,
oh yeah, he was bald. He was bald at the game. He was wearing a baseball.
It's like I'm done.
He's still handsome.
Trying to pretend like he has hair. Yeah, that's fine.
Still handsome. Still bald. And still with that guy that he was in the Super Bowl with.
By the way, Face Off, fantastic movie.
Face Love Off is Face ruined Off. By Nicolas Cage.
Oh, no, Nicolas Cage is Castor Troy. Is great in there.
Come on.
Castor Troy.
Yeah.
I want to take his face off.
Yeah, it's so dumb.
It's not so dumb. It's good.
It's terrible.
I love it.
Fantastic. John Travolta, let's go. Get it done, Spanish.
Okay, I'm on it.
I love it.
Before you go to Amsterdam.
Yeah.
Because John Travolta has Nicolas Cage's face. So it's John Travolta acting as Nicolas Cage, and then he's in jail, and he realizes he's got to be crazy Castor Troy. So once the fight starts to happen, whoa! Yeah. Going all crazy. That's good. That's it a good is. Acting right there.
Yeah, I like John Travolta.
And
he's
then,
great.
And then Nicolas Cage as John Travolta, then John Travolta, and he looks at him and he goes, you good looking. I love it. God, that's a good movie.
Hey, you know Bar Rescue?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
They are coming here. To do a show here.
Okay.
In Tampa, and they're doing like a celebrity judge edition.
Okay.
You know about that?
I don't know. No, I didn't know.
Do you know the bar?
I don't, but I know that Jim Norton's coming down here to be one of the celebrity judges.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, didn't they do one?
Yeah, we got to ask Hullfish. He would know.
Didn't they do one locally not too long ago?
Yeah, they've done one. They did one in Tarpon Springs.
Tarpon Springs.
And then they did another one after that, I think. So, look, we got a lot of dives. I could use some help here.
Hey, I know a lot about bars. In fact, before I got into radio, I was going to be a consultant for nightclubs and go and set up all their stuff and do all that.
I don't know nothing.
I'm available.
I'm here
tell
for interviews.
Tell Pete to call John. Yeah, get it going. Anybody here do yoga? Carmen, have you done yoga before?
Oh, yeah. I used to do it all the time.
Only if it involves goats.
You've done goat yoga. Spanish, any yoga?
I did. I did hot yoga once. I did not like it.
Oh, I love it.
You may want to try this yoga out. There's a yoga teacher in Houston doing a new class called Rage Yoga.
Yeah.
That includes profanity and beer to relieve stress.
Okay.
And I have a feeling you're probably going to want to bang her. We have video up on Bone TV.
Well, I'll tell you.
That's a girl from Rage Yoga. Here we go.
Nope.
Get rid of all that f-ing tension in your head, your neck, your jaw, everything. Let it f-ing go.
Yes.
My name is Ashley Duzich, and we're at Brash Brewery, and we're going to do Rage Yoga.
Exhale, release all that let it go.
Rage yoga is a practice that involves breathing, stretching, mudras, yoga postures, and a lot of bad humor. One of the funniest things I think I ever heard was, I told you to do the dishes. We actually take beer breaks during the class.
Cheers.
It's definitely not for everybody, and that's totally okay. I also don't recommend bringing your children. We're all angry about something, and we all have been holding on to an F-bomb for a little bit too long.
Let it go. Let it go.
That's what this does. It allows you to have a safe space to let go of your anger and frustration and rage in a healthy way, and then also wash it all away with some ice-cold beer.
So they're doing it in what looks like a brewery, and she's wearing a shirt with the pentagram on it.
Damn
and it says,
right.
It says Ale Satan.
Yes.
I thought that was pretty good.
Man.
I don't know. I don't want to do any hokey, you know.
You know how I made pickles?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, falsely.
I moved on to red onions.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So
you're pretending to make red onions now?
No. I under oath told you about the pickles.
Right.
I have made the red onions from hand. I made them myself. Myself? I made them myself. And they're not that good yet. I'm still working on my brine recipe.
So what do? You get red onions, you chop them up.
Get red onions, chop them up, you put them in the jar, then you make your brine, which includes sugar and vinegar and a whole bunch of other stuff. But the problem was, I think that I was putting too much vinegar to sugar ratio, and they came out a little bit too vinegary.
Did you look up a recipe, or did you just kind of
I follow old family recipe.
I would say, even if you're not even like trying to really pickle them, a good recipe is just some onions and cucumbers, and you do a cup of vinegar, 2 cups water, a little sugar if you want it. I normally don't do it. And then after that, when you take it out, if you do like dip it in sour cream, they're really good.
Mm. Can I save you some trouble? Do the cucumbers and onions, and then just use red wine vinegar. Have you ever used that? Because it's a little sweet. Mm-hmm. Yeah, try
that. Spanish, you'll like this, and so will Papa.
Okay.
I was approached by a company the other day that is making small batch whiskey.
For real?
Yes. And I was like, all right, I'll come for a tasting.
Yes.
And maybe
please do.
I said, what would I do with it? And they said, you could sell it. I go, I don't even sell t-shirts. I'm going to sell whiskey. And then I was like, wait a second. Could I be like the Paul Newman of whiskey? put my face on it. We give the money to charity, and they were like, you can do whatever you want. I was like, no.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
So, can I come too, Michael?
Yes, I need some tasters. So maybe at Christmas time, we'll be having a limited edition bottle of Mike Halta single small batch whiskey.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Paul Newman style for charity.
Oh, I love whiskey.
I don't.
Oh.
Yeah, I'll eat the onions. You guys tell me about the whiskey. Okay.
Whiskey onions. Oh, man. You're going to have onions? You're going to have whiskey? Just breathe all over me.
That's a great name for a band, Whiskey Onions.
They're opening for Purse Peppers later this month.
We have some video of just a crazy lady. Like, what would you do if you saw this? I'm going to show you the video while we're talking about it up on Bone TV. She's just a lunatic in a convenience store. Just ripping stuff apart. Watch her, whatever.
Nothing. I would do exactly what this one would do. Video it.
She's over by the drinks, just throwing drinks out of the cooler. Then she walks down the aisle, knocks everything off the aisle. Wee, just I love crazy, this. Yeah.
Yes.
Police are looking for this.
Are you always dying to do this?
Yes.
But if you work there, don't you like put her in a headlock?
Who is she mad at? Do we know?
Then she casually strolls up to the register with a drink and some Pringles, throws stuff on the ground, and then waits to be checked out like nothing happened. Stop. And now she just stands there like, all right, I'm next in line.
Don't. Ew.
They're videoing her the whole time, and I think she realizes if I pay for this, they're going to have my card and know my name.
Well, also, she didn't steal anything.
No, but she did damage.
She knocked some stuff over.
She did damage. She would definitely be arrested for that. Police are still looking for her, by the way. This is out of New Jersey.
She's on the run?
Yeah.
Well, typical girl from New Jersey.
And watch how she leaves. They go out to get her license plate. They're like, we need to get a license plate or something, whatever. And then she barrels out of the parking lot like a lunatic.
Like, what do you think's wrong with her? What do you think's going on?
Clearly having a breakdown. Who knows what happened before this?
Take it down.
Jersey got the front and back plays. A little bit easier to catch them.
Watch. Look both ways. Nope, don't care. Just going out in the traffic.
What a lunatic. What do you do?
That is a whole lot of crazy.
If I'm in the store, I don't do anything.
No, definitely
if I'm
not.
In the store, I don't do anything. If I work for the store, I go, bitch, you're cleaning all that up. And I arm bar her and make her clean everything up.
I don't know. Wasn't there a story last year about a woman that hit a guy in the face with an axe in a convenience store?
Yes.
I know she
did. Used to be a man.
Yeah. Well, but you don't know what she's got on her. If all of a sudden, you know, you go to tell her to clean stuff up and she stabs you in the chest and you're like, I was just working a double.
I have no reason to get involved in that.
No, as a customer, I don't get involved. As a store employee that has to clean that up, I grab her and make her clean it up.
You think somebody broke up with her? She caught like
probably.
A dude cheat? Yeah.
Probably. Yeah.
Snap.
And then she was like, I'm going to get some vitamin water and some Pringles and freak out. If you cheat on me,
I think she's on like some sort of bath salt or something like
that. Oh, really?
Yeah.
But she seems real casual about it.
Yeah. Like, she's not going all crazy. Like, she doesn't have the jaw, you know, like when people are on those.
Yeah, she's not all jittery or anything.
And we don't know her name?
No, we don't know her. Police are still looking for her.
Police can't even find this lady.
Which, you have great video of her. I'm sure they're going to find her pretty quickly. And she almost used her debit card to pay for the stuff. But she thought better of that and walked out and drove into traffic like a lunatic.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so. Some sad news. We've got a death.
A death, you say?
Bruce Williams.
Bruce Willis.
Bruce Williams, a National Radio Hall of Fame talk show host, has died at the age of 86 at his home right here near Tampa after a brief illness. Williams hosted a nationally syndicated talk show for 29 years.
I'm Bruce Williams.
Retiring in 2013, Williams was inducted into the National Radio Hall of Fame in 99. He authored 6 financial and real estate advice books and wrote a syndicated advice column called Smart Money.
First time I ever saw Bruce Williams, FLA used to carry him and I worked for FLZ. And he was a nationally syndicated talk show host. And he was doing his radio show out of our production room, which was the size of that blue room over there. And it had hardly any equipment in it. All he needed was a microphone. And I'd walk by, and there he was sitting there with no shoes on. and a deck of cards before smartphones, playing solitaire while doing his nationally syndicated radio show. Well, do you have a lawyer? Well, you know, and he'd stop, make his hand gestures, going back to his solitaire game. Takes a lot to be like, I check my paycheck sometimes, a couple of things while you're talking. But there's no way that I could play solitaire.
That's crazy.
Right. Yeah. He's the only one on the show.
And then he lived in Newport Richey area. And from what I understand, he had a really nice house on the water. And he built a studio there. And he would do the show from his couch in his living room. And sometimes if you listen closely, when I used to run the board for it, you can hear his dog snoring in the background. Yeah.
So my dad used to listen to Bruce Williams all the time.
Very
so
smart.
When he would pick me up from like soccer practice or anything, we would listen to Bruce Williams. And I used to laugh so hard because he would always do it. People would call in with questions about money or about real estate, different things. Well, we just purchased.
First question.
Did you get a real estate attorney? No. I don't know how much more clear I can be with you people. If you don't have a real estate attorney, don't call the show.
Yeah.
He goes, I've told you a million. Like every time he would chastise them for not doing it. He goes, I just don't know what else to tell you.
So much that I said to my wife, we need a real estate attorney. We bought our first house.
Yeah.
And she was like, for what? And I'm like, because we need to have a real estate attorney before. Turned out we did have a real estate attorney. His name was Albert Kreischer Sr.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird?
So funny. But yeah, so Bruce Williams, dead at the age of 86.
Pretty good life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Katy Perry's controversial face shoes are reportedly being pulled off the shelves because.
Oh, yeah.
Why?
They're blackface shoes.
You better believe it. We have a picture up on Bone TV. They resemble blackface. Look at these shoes. They retail for about $129 per pair at Dillard's or Walmart. The Rue Face slip-on loafers and the Aura Face block heel sandals from Katy Perry's collection feature two eyes, a gold nose, and red lips. The slides come in black or beige. The sandals are available in either black or gold. And the black ones, people don't like because they resemble blackface.
I put them on our Facebook page so you could see them. I mean, without all this stuff going on right now, I wouldn't look at it and go, blackface.
Right?
I would just be like, because black shoes and eyeballs.
Yeah. Well, because they do have tan ones.
Yeah.
Right.
As well. It's not like they just in that color. Yeah.
Well, I saw a girl on social media, a black girl, who put this picture up, and she goes, I am very offended that people think we look like this. Yeah, that's ridiculous. Yeah. Like, you see this shoe, and the first thing you think is black people? She goes, that's what's so offensive.
Yeah, the lips, though, do look like when they would do the accentuated lips for blackface.
Yeah.
That was the same problem that Gucci had with the neck.
The problem is the lips are in proportion with the eyes. Like, that makes sense. Right. They're not, like, oversized crazy.
People are extra.
Yeah.
Extra, sensitive these days.
The real thing is they're just ugly shoes.
Yeah.
They
yes.
look like some little kid made
right.
faces on shoes. They're terrible.
It's like a hot glue gun. You could make those shoes.
Yeah, if you're paying $130 for these disgusting face shoes,
you
need to get checked
yeah.
out.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I don't know what's going on. Paramount Pictures has set an August 7th, 2020 date for the release of Coming to America 2.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah, the sequel.
I hope it's good, man.
The sequel to the 1988 Eddie Murphy comedy. The studio just hired Hustle and Flow director Craig Brewer to direct the project, with Murphy expected to return as the star. Yeah.
Oh,
it says expected. I don't know whether they already know and the deal's done, whatever, but it says expected. So that's an interesting little
word. Well, IMDb has Eddie Murphy and James Earl Jones attached to it.
And I would imagine Arsenio. And
what do you think? By the way, Arsenio is supposed to be in the studio with us soon. What do you think this movie could be about?
Well, he got married. Eddie Murphy got married, moved back. He is now the king, right?
If James Earl Jones dies, maybe how they start it.
Yeah.
Well,
does he retire? Can you retire as king?
You have to die, so he could die. What do you know?
I read that the plot is that he sends his daughter to America to find a king. It's basically the same movie.
Now we're doing the girl?
Except it's his daughter that
goes. But his daughter wouldn't find a king.
Yeah. So his daughter goes to a female version of Coming to America.
Why can't she find a king? Why can't a king be in New York?
Because you don't find a king. Your king is an heir to the throne. He would never be king.
Maybe they're
she would be queen, he'd be a duke.
Real quick, show him that face you just did when he was saying that.
I was like,
no, you weren't. He totally did the face.
What face?
You would go like this. You go,
don't Don't do it.
What?
Yeah, do it to him. Don't do it to me.
I don't even know what's happening anymore.
I saw it too.
I watch you. I see what you're doing over there.
Anyways.
You want to find out?
Yeah, well, what's up?
Don't ever say that.
Oh, he'd kill you in the punch out.
Yep. I would kill you.
No, what do you got?
Don't even say it. He's trying to get you killed.
Everybody's trying to get me killed. This room is not safe for me. Mm-hmm.
You had to have Robert Kelly pull his neck to stop him from
Yeah, that's right. Almost died twice in here.
Yeah, Robert Kelly almost killed both of you.
Yeah.
What do you want from me? They're not doing me. Oh. You're all fired up. I think he should have to go somewhere else other than the United States.
For what, though? What is he going there for? Because it was his wife got eaten by a lion, or, you know, what's the scenario? Because he's married. James Earl Jones is the king. If they're going to have the daughter, like, what, she's coming to America for what? So she can get married, but it's not like he's going to be king. And
what about Simi? Arsenio? What about he's like, my best friend? I must find woman for you. Because he's too much of a pain in the ass in their relationship.
And he's always wanted to do stuff with them, like, third wheel.
Oh, man, I'd rather just see twins.
I think it's coming out. It has no chance of being any good.
Well, not once you say Eddie Murphy might be in it.
Yeah.
Anytime they do, like, the long-awaited sequel, they wait, like, long, you know, 10, 20 years, they're always garbage.
Not always.
Well, and this came out in 1988.
Yeah.
That's a long time.
When, I thought there was a new Twins movie coming out.
Supposedly.
Not on IMDb. It's got nothing. With Eddie Murphy as the third twin.
Mm-hmm. Oh. That's what we heard. Yeah, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Danny DeVito, Eddie, and they find out Eddie Murphy was the other one.
That would be awesome.
Hmm.
We'll see. I think you will be excited about this. You know what else they're bringing back since we're bringing stuff back?
What?
Crank Anchors 2.0.
I never liked Crank Anchors.
Oh, really? I thought you did.
I thought it was, like, the calls were funny, but like I never had to watch the show. I just liked hearing the calls.
Yeah, Spoonie Love was pretty good and
Spoonie
stuff.
Love from Up Above.
Jimmy Kimmel and Adam Carolla attached to it, of course, so they're going to be on Comedy Central reviving it.
I think this is a bad idea because I don't think they're going to be able to get away with all the stuff that they did.
That's one of the things they said is that they are aware of the technology and all that stuff, and that will be in the show. They will do stuff.
You want to hear my favorite
modern
one?
Technology.
Flower shop?
Yeah, hello? Is this a flower shop?
It is.
Yeah, this is Spoony Love from Up Above. I want to send some flowers to somebody. 2 dozen red roses.
Mm-hmm. And on the card that we're going to attach to the roses,
mm-hmm.
what would you like?
Oh, I got the cards and all that. Okay,
mm-hmm.
let me see what I'm on. Okay.
Now, it's a small card. You know, that little enclosure card?
You might have to put 2 in there because I got some things I want to say to her.
Okay, what would you like?
Yo, baby, I love you.
Okay.
I love you more than you know.
Okay.
But you did me wrong. Give one dude a BJ, shame on you.
Okay.
Give 2 dudes a BJ, shame on me.
Okay.
If you think I can't get to you,
oh, what happened?
You ain't nothing.
No, let me see if I can even write this. You might have to come in and write it.
What was wrong?
The whole message.
The whole or the whole?
The
whole message? When I call a whole and stuff?
Yeah.
Could we change the word whole then? You know another word for hoe?
No, all of me.
Do you know another word for hoe that we could use?
We can't put sexual messages on there.
Hoe is sexual?
What
would you say? I mean, what would you suggest?
She
gave 2 of my cousins BJs on Thanksgiving Day.
I just went and put a card.
Right on Thanksgiving Day at my mother's house. She gave them both BJs and I was in the closet. Because I ain't believe it. I love my woman, you know what I'm saying? I loved her, you know.
But
I saw it for myself. She was doing both of them at the same time.
Mm.
On her knees.
Mm.
Gagging and everything, yo.
I can put, I love you.
Could we change BJs to smoking a sausage or something? Blowing the pole?
I can't do anything like that.
What do you call a BJ?
We can't do that. We just can't do it.
Have you ever took part in that? Have you ever been a part of that?
Uh-uh.
Never given no one a BJ?
No.
Oh. What?
I just can't do it.
I call
really
Thanksgiving. Please, 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 could you just read it back?
I can't talk to you no more.
I love it. He goes, what?
Yeah.
What?
What?
What? I loved it, her.
Please.
That's one of my favorites.
Spoonie Love.
Spoonie Love from up above.
From up above.
And now he's worth $100 million from Walmart.
Oh, God, yeah.
Spoonie Love from aisle four.
So Comedy Central is bringing that back. And then also, David Spade says that Comedy Central is giving him his own late night show called The Nightly Show, which will air on Comedy Central right after The Daily Show. So you'll actually have a funny show on Comedy Central.
Yeah, he said no politics. He's just doing it to be
fun. He'll do pop culture stuff. He's great. If you follow David Spade on Instagram, I would just watch his Instagram on TV. I'd laugh at that.
He's very funny. Monica, good morning. You're on the Mike Calta Show.
Hey, good morning, you guys. I just wanted to comment on the gender role reversal that they're doing for Coming to America 2. And, you know, I'm all about equality between men and women in Hollywood, but if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And I'm really tired of, like, them swapping roles and wanting to bring in the females for the male parts. And, like, Ghostbusters, it didn't work out well for them.
Yeah, like, just go make your own movie. Like, don't steal the brand and change the brand with girls. Like, make a Coming to America-style movie. Remember how they used to do, like, Trading Places and Switching Faces and 13 Going on 30, and they all had like the same plot, but they made their own movies.
Exactly. So there's a rumor going around about two of my favorite classic comedies going, and their gender role reversing. They're going to do it with Splash, with a merman, and you can't replace Daryl Hannah. There's no way.
And Tom Hanks, and then one of my John all-time, Candy.
Fantastic.
You can't get a merman. There's no such thing.
They're going to ruin it. And then the second one I heard, which just breaks my heart, is they're going to do a female version of Dirty Rotten Scoundrels.
Oh, come on.
And you cannot replace Steve Martin. No. The Cork on the Fork, I mean, that's classic. So
no, that's just dumb. Don't make your own new movies. Thank you, Monica. Finally, a normal... level-headed woman with a level-headed way of thinking.
Sounds terrible. The Cleveland Browns rocked the NFL yesterday by signing running back Kareem Hunt. He is the former Kansas City Chiefs star who was immediately cut last year after he was caught on camera shoving and kicking a woman outside a hotel room and then lying to the Chiefs about it. Kareem is expected to be suspended for most of next season, but apparently the Browns are willing to take that risk.
NFL giving us mixed signals.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. They'll hire this guy, but then, somebody kneels down for the anthem. He's out.
Right. Yeah.
You need a running back. You take a running back.
Yeah.
Whether he's hit anybody or not.
That's right.
Off the field happens off the field.
Yeah, but all the owners, which they never will, but if all the owners got together and said, hey, we're not going to do this. We're not going to have these guys that are beating women or doing any stuff. If they do it, they're done. They're off the team and nobody else hires them.
Yeah.
Then it's a different story. Mm-hmm. But that'll never happen because you have everyone's like, that's terrible. And then they're like, he's rushing
free agent.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll take it. He's one of the best. Okay.
Pretty good. Yeah. We can get him in there. We can get him for cheap, too, because we have that video of him beating women.
For real? Oh, man.
Cardi B, after the Grammys, Cardi B got flowers with a Tom Petty lyric on the card. Under the lyric was Petty's name, giving him credit for the line. But Dummy Dumb thought the flowers were from Tom Petty because she actually thanked him in the Instagram video. By the way, Petty died, of course, in 2017. We have the video up on Bone TV. Check this out. Here's Cardi Dum Dum B.
Thank you, Tom Petty, for the flowers. I left the room, but and the flowers were very big. I want to say thank you so much. And this is such a beautiful note.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm not mad at her for that because think about it. If I got flowers in my room and they were like, you could be the greatest you ever wanted to be, Mac Miller, I'd be like, what's up, Mac Miller? Thank you for these. I didn't know who Mac Miller is. You know, I know the name.
Two things. One, Tom Petty's so much bigger than Mac Miller. And nobody in that room.
But not in her world.
In any world.
Not in her world. In her world, he's old. He hasn't been popular. He hasn't done anything to make him a household name in the last 20 years.
But in the last 20 years.
Cardi B years.
Famous for 50 years.
Yeah, but not in her world. Like,
in
she doesn't,
the world, though.
No, but that's not true. If you grow up in an inner city and listen to hip-hop and all that stuff, you've no idea. Like, we don't know who, like, when Travis Scott came out, we were like, what the hell is Travis Scott? We didn't know what that was.
If she ever watched MTV, she would have known who Tom Petty was. If she ever listened to the radio, she'd know who Tom Petty was.
Think about how old she is. And think about
24,
right. MTV didn't show videos in her lifetime.
All right, but somebody in that room should have said, "Hey, Tom Petty's dead."
Well, she, yeah, that. But the thing is, she probably travels with people who are just like her, her age group.
Loves Cardi B.
No, she's but I dumb. Mean, it, you have to think it makes sense. It doesn't make her dumb. It makes her unaware of who somebody that's so far removed from her life is. It would be the same exact thing if we got flowers with a quote on there from some rapper that we didn't know was dead. Then we're like, oh, this guy died, but we never knew who he was. You know what I mean?
Then Google it and go.
But she thinks the Tom Petty sent her flowers. Why would she Google it?
She does not.
You hate black people.
I hate Cardi B.
Oh. Why?
Because she's dumb and everyone's like, oh, she's great. She's annoying.
She made herself a multi-millionaire.
So people thought that Cardi B didn't deserve best rap album. Me too. At the Grammys. And
what would you have picked?
I would have picked Little Pump. And she got all mad and tried to reignite a feud with Nicki Minaj and stuff.
No,
so now,
she didn't. BET did.
Oh.
BET put out an article, basically.
They congratulated Cardi B.
And put down Nicki. And then everyone started blaming Nicki. And she was like, I didn't put this article out. Like, this was on BET.
And then Nicki pulled out of the BET awards and stuff. But I don't know. Anyways. all that happened, and then Cardi B quit Instagram. So, if you're following Cardi B,
no,
you're not.
What? Yeah. She quit Instagram? For
real?
Yeah, she deleted her account.
But she won't be back, Spanish. There's no way.
All right, she'll be back.
Can I play something for you, please?
Tom Petty?
This is what you think is better than Cardi B. This would have been your. I gotta wait till this ad plays.
Delicious.
In order to play the clean version, I have to play it off of YouTube. And there's a beautiful steak from Longhorn on here. Yeah. This is better than Cardi B. This is your favorite, Lil Pump.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're gonna have to
you know this song? You think this is better?
I know this isn't Lil Pump.
What do you mean?
You're trying to trick me.
No.
Mac Miller.
Oh, man. I can't understand any of these words.
I don't know. Was Lil Pump up for Grammy?
No.
Yeah.
I think it was Lil Baby.
I think that I just made that up and it just happened to be a rapper.
Yes.
Lil Uzi Vert.
You know Lil Pump.
I thought Too Short should have won.
That's it right now, T-Man.
Lil Pump.
Lil Pump.
Yep.
Gucci Gang.
Big head on the Gucci gang.
Gucci gang. Spread their racks on new chain.
Yeah.
My blood do. I forgot names.
Yeah.
I can't bob in the wetter rain.
Ooh.
Rather go and bob all mains.
Is that anything else?
yes. I think so.
And all hand home wetter rain.
You hate black.
Really, the only thing I understood out of the whole thing was. That was it.
Are they Cajun?
No.
I'm so man home. I don't know. Oh, Russ said I'm so wrong about Cardi B. Hello, Russ.
Mike, you're off base about this thing,
right,
man.
Tell me why.
Tom Petty's death was extremely widely reported. He was a multi-million selling platinum artist. Everybody knew who Tom Petty was.
But Cardi B clearly not. Clearly not. Clearly, well, you think because it was important to you that the whole world knew. I'm not saying it wasn't widely reported, but if you are somebody who doesn't know who Tom Petty is or care, like when a rapper dies that you don't know, you're like, oh my God, I got to remember that. Or you're like, I don't know the difference between Little Pump, Big Pump, Sideways Pump, Pool Pump. You don't know nothing.
I use the wrong word. She's not dumb. She's ignorant.
Well, she might be ignorant to the situation. Yeah. Just because you don't know who Tom Petty is doesn't make you ignorant. It also makes her 24.
Tom Petty was an icon in music.
What was the one band that I like that got into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? ELO. Galvin's like, ELO has all these hits. I'm like, no, they didn't. They had one song. I don't know. I never heard Mr. Brightside or any of that stuff. I'm a guy who's in the music business, and I don't know any of those songs.
That's the Killers.
What is it called? Mr. What?
Mr. Blue Sky.
Mr. Blue Sky. I don't know that song. And I'm like,
he's a lot bigger than ELO.
Oh, see, now you think because of your opinion that you're right.
No, because of the records he sold.
They're both in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, sir.
Well, I understand that, but
ELO has been around a lot longer than Tom Petty.
No, that's not true.
Absolutely,
yeah. Tom Petty had a longer career than ELO.
Right, but ELO started first, therefore making him around a lot longer.
No, but they ended. Jeff Lynne went on.
Well, Jeff Lynne. Yeah. Jeff Lynne's ELO. Listen, sir, I'm glad we agree. I'm right and you're wrong. Cardi B.
Tom awesome. Petty's way bigger than Mac Miller.
I'm trying to insult Cardi B.
Sounds like somebody threw water on R2-D2.
Oh,
Richard Gere and his wife. And his wife are the proud parents of a new baby boy. Richard Gere is how old?
64.
69.
Wow.
And his wife is 35. We have a picture up on
He's got little
TV.
Kids, too.
He has some other kids as well. He has, I think, a son that's like 20-something.
Yeah. I saw him at the Yankee game one time, and he had a little kid with him. I assumed it was his. He might have just picked it up in the parking lot. Very handsome in person.
Yeah.
By the way, if you're not watching John Glazer Loves Gear, you're missing out. It's a very funny show. Gear! I love it.
I don't know what you're saying.
America's Got Talent. America's Got Talent will launch its what season? What season this
America's year? Got Talent, season 8.
Season 14.
That was close.
And there's going to be some changes. Tyra Banks won't be there anymore as host.
What?
Yeah, that's the thing. They just revolve hosts all the time. So replacing her.
Replacing her is?
Lil Pump.
No.
Just kidding. Replacing Tyra Banks. Just tell me if it's a guy or a girl.
It is guy.
RuPaul.
No.
I don't know.
Any other guesses?
Yes, a real guess. I'm going to give you a real guess.
Okay.
It's somebody who...
I'll give you a hint.
A little Bow Wow.
No.
Nick Cannon.
No. I think he was host at one point, right. And then Tyra Banks replaced him. This guy is on a TV show that was canceled from Fox and picked up on NBC.
Will
Andy Sandler.
No, close, though. You're very close.
From that show?
From that show.
Oh, the black guy, Terry Crews.
Terry Crews.
Ah. Yeah.
Terry Crews will be the host. And then there's going to be two new judges.
I hate him.
Why?
I don't think he's funny. Oh.
Two new, very pretty judges.
Oh, yes. That's going to be...
Ryan Reynolds.
Uh-huh.
No.
And the Salt Bay guy.
yes. Mel B and Heidi Klum are out.
Mel B's out?
Mel B and Heidi Klum are both out.
I never
out.
Cared for Heidi Klum. So it's Simon, Howie... And in the middle is going to be two beautiful ladies.
Two beautiful ladies.
Give me what they do for a living.
One is a movie actress.
Oh, my word.
Kate Beckinsale.
Beautiful.
No. Emma Stone.
Movie actress. Nope.
Nope. It is.
Jennifer Lawrence.
Jennifer.
No.
It's Courtney Cox. Oh.
She is a black female.
Ooh.
Her name is.
Sexy black female.
It's Gabrielle Union?
You better believe it.
Shut up.
Gabrielle Union.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. I like
I
her.
Love her.
Yeah. And then we have a sexy white female who can dance. She can dance.
Demi Lovato.
Sexy dance. No,
Paula
she's
Abdul.
Really known for dance.
Paula Abdul?
That's why I'm saying that a lot. No, no, no. Oh. No. Younger,
dance.
Hotter.
Ooh, wow.
What did she say?
Is she,
what is she known for?
Was she on Dancing with the Stars?
She was.
What the blonde.
Yes,
I don't know her name.
And she has a brother. Huff. Yes.
Yeah.
Julianne Hough.
Yep.
Oh, dance. I don't like that.
Julianne Hough.
That's awful.
Why?
She's known for dance.
Yeah, well, she's known for a dance.
She does some acting, whatever, but I think she sings as well. But she's talented. At least, you know, she knows dance stuff.
I can't believe they couldn't get Cannon Millar in there to help judge this.
Right?
Cannon Millar's way too big.
He's got to play football. It's right in the middle of the season.
Way too big. God. Yeah, so Terry Crews will be hosting. Julianne Hough and Gabrielle Union will join Simon Cowell and Howie Mandel for the 14th season of America's Got Talent. Ooh. No premiere date yet. It'll happen sometime in the summer, I would imagine. Finally in news, how do people meet people? Got Valentine's Day coming up. Somebody's single in this room.
Maybe you can
meet some people. How are you doing it? Usually at a bar or where?
Yeah, usually at a bar. I'm not on the dating apps anymore.
What about the store? You ever meet somebody in the grocery store?
Publix, yeah. It's got some,
32% of people said they know at least one person who's gone on a date with someone that they met at the store. And 46% of us say that we flirted with somebody while buying groceries.
Oh.
I like your cabbage.
In the entire late 90s or early 90s, I used to go to Cash and Carry just to see Gina Weaver while she worked there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, paid no attention to me.
The part about meeting in the frozen food aisle might just be kind of cliche, though. According to the survey, the three spots where you most likely to meet someone is the beer, wine, and liquor aisle.
Yeah. Nice.
Ooh, liquor.
The produce section.
Yeah, yeah. That in the produce section, you learn from Animal House. She's picking out cucumbers. You walk up and you go, mine's bigger.
Yeah. And the checkout line. The survey also asked people to rate the best pickup line or icebreakers to use at their grocery store. Anybody got a good one?
No.
Anybody got anything?
You pretty eyes.
I got one. My usually my opening line is, "Will you tell my wife about this?"
No. I like to go if they're like over by the butcher area, or whatever. I go, "Hey, don't let my meatloaf." Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't let my meatloaf.
You gotta walk over and go, "You got a lot of processed foods in there, fatty."
Or if they're getting like potatoes or something, I go, "I got your sour cream."
Mm-hmm. Jesus.
And it's really sour.
I get seafood and I ask them to smell it. Does it smell okay to you?
They say the best ones for men to use is, "Hey, I can't find something. Do you know where it is?" So not really clever, just kind of.
It's for crotch itch.
Yeah. And the best one for a woman to use is, "Hey, can you help me reach something?" Oh, I get that all the time.
What?
I'm never getting hit on all the time by these little ladies.
Yeah, you know what I do?
What?
They go, "Can you get that for me?" And I go, "Sure." I walk over and I push it back forever and I walk away.
I just a lot of times they'll go, "Hey, can you reach that?" And I go, "Yes." And I just keep rolling my car.
6'4", what'd you think?
Yes.
Stupid. Tall. What an idiot.
You know what? I'm going to use that line whenever I see a tall woman at public. I'm like, "Excuse me, miss, can you reach this for me?" The
too, then go too big and walk away from her.
No, go like this to her. Go, "Pick me up." Pick me up like that and hold your hands out. Yeah.
Can you pick me up
so
and reach
can lift
that?
You. Let me do it myself. I'm a big boy. I'm going to stay in a hostel.
I'm a man.
No. I get a lot of looks from people and when I go to Publix. It depends. Like, my Publix, nobody cares about me. But if I go to the different one, everybody's like, "Ooh," you know, like they know.
You know how they put the microphones on the players and coaches for the NFL? God, I would love to be mic'd up in a grocery store.
Yep.
People will look at my stuff and I go, "Yeah, check it out." That's I'm so rude. But only if you're rude to me first. If you're rude to me first, then I'm rude to you. Otherwise, I'm very polite and very nice and stuff.
You fish pound kids?
Like mush their face?
Don't punch kids.
Kids that are sitting in the thing where their mothers are looking at stuff on the shelves, when you walk by, they always look at you, and I always go, "Tup."
Oh, yeah. I'll make a funny face at them or something, but I don't touch them.
Well,
I'm not touching other people's kids.
I don't rub their faces. I walk by and give them a little fist pound.
I kissed a kid's belly one time.
Was he looking at you?
A 14-year-old girl.
Yeah.
I give her a Zerber.
Zerber.
Yeah. Her mom was like, "What?" And I go, "I'm tall."
Yeah. Did we get that for you?
Yeah. No.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
You want some of the sour cream? That's what I said to the mom.
I go into the produce aisle and buy greens for Ralphie.
Yeah.
And I just buy things that you never would buy before.
Mm-hmm.
Red radicchio. And like, the guy's like, "What are you putting that in a salad?" I go, "Nope, feeding it to a tortoise."
Oh,
you
know?
That's when I check out, and they're always like gently putting it in the bag. You can smash it right in there. No big deal.
I like going to the produce aisle and pretending like I know what I'm doing with fruit. Like, I'll pick up an onion and smell it like I'm really testing its freshness.
Ever since the Seinfeld episode where Kramer gets banned from the fruit store, you ever see that one?
Yeah.
Anybody? Every time I get bananas, I go, "Getting some bananas for myself." Because Jerry has to go get bananas for him. I do it every time. It's stuck in my head. I can't not do it. It's unbelievable. That is it for news.
All right. It is Tuesday today, all day.
Right.
And Dominic Ferriello is here on Tuesdays to take your legal calls. The phone numbers to reach us if you have a question.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts, so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.